The Mother Earth Report with futurist Belinda Midlitsky.
Belinda, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm doing very well. Nice to speak to you, Benji.
Yeah, indeed. It's nice to speak to you as well. Now, I have to tell you, the other day I was walking to a friend of mine at Chabad, and I sat down and they offered me a beer, and I really don't normally drink beer. I'm not a beer, but it was hot and there was nothing much else to drink. So I drank the beer and it was deeply satisfying and quite nice, which was very unusual for me. But it turns out now that not only is it deeply satisfying and enjoyable to drink beer, it can even be done sustainably.
Absolutely. Last week was fun because we spoke about how nudism can save the planet. And tonight's even more fun because I'm going to tell you that drinking beer will save the environment if done correctly. And the New Zealanders are actually at the forefront. They are creating, wait for it, artificial sand out of beer bottles that originate from DB breweries. You might ask yourself why. And the reason is quite a strange one. We are running out of sand. Human beings are now causing a global sand shortage. Sand is used in construction, even pharmaceuticals, mortar, plaster, concrete, asphalt. And businesses actually go to the beach and plunder the beach sand. So these guys have invented a machine where you take your beer bottle immediately after you've drunk it, on the spot, in the restaurant, in the bar, you insert it into a beer bottle-shaped slot. And the machine, I've always been obsessed with machines since I went to the Coke factory in primary school, so this is even more fascinating to watch. The bottle is pulverized in 5 seconds. There's a vacuum system that removes the silica dust and the plastic labels, and it leaves pure glass sand, 200 grams of it. And what they're doing now is that they've partnered with a cement company, Drymix, and they're exporting their sand in addition to that for road projects, commercial, residential construction, even golf bunkers. So the Sean O'Donnell, who's the marketing director, is remarkable because he is the mastermind of the Brutolium. And we come from Sasol land, so I'm sure nobody has ever thought that you could power your car using beer.
Yeah, I hear it and I think it's kind of quite interesting, but you know, from what I understand, some of the time they don't even have enough bottles for the beer itself. Are they drinking so much beer in New Zealand that they can repopulate the beaches of the world and the bunkers of the golf courses?
They seem to think so, and the initiative has taken off. Based on the previous success of the other initiative, they're expecting very great things, and they are at the moment finalizing a 2-year massive deal with this, their largest a producer of bagged concrete in New Zealand. So clearly they are very fond of their beers. So that before this, they were actually driving beer, products of the beer process, powered cars, because they took the leftover yeast from the brewing process and turned it into clean burning, conflict-free, of course, biofuel. And this particular company, a lot of people are betting on this new project because of the changes that have absolutely swept through New Zealand as a result of their previous initiative. And I like it because the entrepreneur in me keeps on thinking, hang on, there's something here South Africans could grab onto, because South Africans love a good braai place, and you have to have a beer with that, of course.
Yeah.
How much beach sand we could actually restore.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be great. You could put it all into Clifton, and there'd be lots of extra space for people to sit and hang out. Although, you know, there's nothing worse than standing on a beach and, like, standing on glass. And perhaps this would be, like, the whole beach now would be made of glass. It would be a little bit awkward, I think.
Well, they absolutely assert that you cannot tell the difference between glass sand
and sand sand.
Yes. So now we know. Who knows? You might be walking on glass.
Working on broken glass. Isn't there a song about that? Okay,
yes,
well now
exactly.
It's coming true, people at a beach near you. I certainly can see it in golf courses and stuff. And who knows? Now there won't be any beer bottles for people to stab one another with. So that's also, I suppose, an added benefit to recycling in this way.
For sure. And by the way, I just had to tell you, talking about recycling and think of recycling plastics, you spoke about the machine gun Lego gun earlier.
Mm.
Well, do you know that they've created a Bugatti, a wonderful, sleek and race car thing out of Lego, and it actually goes. You must have a look at this. It has been posted on the internet, quite a fascinating, sexy car powered by all those little Lego engines as well, their little motors. But, of course, it goes about a tenth of the speed of the Bugatti racing car. But another place to recycle our plastics, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, why not? If you can have a machine gun, why not have a car? It sounds absolutely fascinating. Melinda, thank you so much. Go off, enjoy a beer, and just make sure that it's properly recycled.
Absolutely. Bye.